We continue Hilchos Nida, Vekitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Nun Tes. Dinei Levishas Alivim Vesfiras Anakim. Kalisha Shirasa Dam Bemeita Rasa. If a woman sees Dam while she was till now Tahor, Tzricha Limnas Chemishi Yom Zeh. She first has to count 5 days, including the day that she had the submission. The Hainu, as we just said, Yom Maria, the day where she had the emission of Oid Arba Yom and another 4 days. The reason for this halacha is because there was a concern that if she had relations with her husband right prior to having the submission, we have to have a situation that the zera, the shechva zera, the semen that's in her body, should become completely putrefied before she can count the Zayin Nekiyim. In a situation where a woman didn't have relations with her husband before she had the riyah, could she count only 4 days? Is a question that should be discussed with a rav. Even if her first time that she saw was at the end of the day, even if the community and she already daven mariv or kibbutz Shabbos, already with kabbal Shabbos, if it's still day, it's counted as day one. Le'es erev, and the 5th day in the evening, kohen ben shmoshes tivdux atzma hetov, she should examine herself. V'tirchas l'chol apachas b'nei shlamatam, she should wash her private area. V'tilbish ksunas levana v'nikia, she should put on white underwear. Gam shara begon miyunikim, and all her clothing should be clean. V'zeh nikra hefsek tara, that's called a hefsek tara. The best time to do a hefsek tara is within a half an hour of the shkia, because if the first hefsek tara she does is not clean, she should still have an opportunity to do another one, and it should be okay. She should wash herself. She should try to wait between washing herself and doing the hefsek tara. But if she can't, she can't. And if she's in a place where she can't completely wash herself, take a bath or a shower, she should at least try to clean that entire area. Ubalila, at night, tatzela mitosa gamken sadam lovin v'noki, she should use white sheets. The gam karam customs yulakim, all of the linen should be clean. Miyama machros, and the next day begins sitz b'shiv nakiyim. If a woman is in a place where she can't have white sheets available to her, if she has white underwear which is close to her body, that is acceptable. Ve'enchil ben rima rubel rima atas. This halacha doesn't differentiate between what type of flow she had. Even if she had just saw one drop of blood, or she found a stain, the halacha that she has to wait 5 days is always applicable. Even if she saw all 5 days, before ben hashmashes, she stopped seeing them, as soon as the flow stopped, she could immediately begin doing a hefsek tara. If it's a situation, she's traveling, and there's no water available, she should clean herself as best as possible. If she doesn't have a white garment, she could wear even a different type of garment, a not newly cleaned garment. But she has to make sure that there are no blood stains on this garment. There are those that suggest that if the community already daven mariv, even though there's plenty of time left, she can no longer make a hafsik tara today. Shetimna miyam machra she has to start counting from tomorrow. Machra shakol also kvar oisalayla, since as far as this community is concerned, the day is over. Yesh imrim, the mataris afil also kol Shabbos. She can, even if they already made it into Shabbos. Yesh luzal chatchil, one should be careful, be machra for this halacha. But the yavid ain la hachmer, but if in a b'diavad situation, one could still consider it day, as long as it's still really day. V'chayin lahafsik b'tara, and she could still be do a hafsik tara, kol shaydayin eni ben hashmashas, as long as it's not yet ben hashmashas. Avum hi, gam hi is ba'al avis, but if she already davened ma'ariv, mekolkein certainly, shindikol neiris, l'shabbos l'yontif, when she already put on Shabbos candles, yontif candles, api shaydayin yam gadol, even though there's much time left than today, any chayla oid lahafsik b'tara, she should not do a hafsik tara anymore today. However, the paiskim say that if she does, it's okay. B'kayitz in the summer, shabahabim comes spalm arvus b'odiyam gadol, where many places the daven ma'ariv while still day, shetzricha l'tchil lahafsik b'tara. So a woman who wants to do what's right, it's supposed to be mafsik b'tara, or do the hafsik tara before everybody's davening ma'ariv. K'moshu k'safti, as I just said, as k'jia samach ben hashmashus, so she did the hafsik tara properly, but when it comes to the ben hashmashus time, the shkia time, yesh lo livda k'satzma od pam, she should do another b'dika. That those that are lenient, that don't require a whole full-fledged bedika, just putting in a moich tochuk would be satisfactory. The proper time for hefsek taro is when it's ben hashmashus. But if she didn't do another hefsek taro under such circumstances, ain lahak, but it's acceptable. But feel like batkas atzmai el shachris, even if she did the hefsek taro in the morning, or matzah tara, and she found that she's not bleeding, but the evet sagi b'kach, but the evet that is sufficient. Sif dalil lalam yilam odem b'toich beisur, a person should teach his family lehachma lechatchila to be machmer, shdei b'dika hefsek tara sukum moich tochuk, to have a moich tochuk for hefsek tara, that she remain there v'shei sham kol bein hashmashos. This is the best type of examination that there is no question that she is properly clean. Sif hey, v'yesh b'kam shenagagim shim zman levish b'levanim hu b'shabbos b'yontif, that if the time to start design the kimas on Shabbos b'yontif, doichim lachakach, they don't do it on Shabbos b'yontif. Nei she'en kol isha yadas lizor b'is rechitz v'sishchita, not every woman is proficient and knowing how to properly wash themselves on Shabbos and Yontif in a way that it wouldn't create Chil Shabbos. But in the place where people are lenient, if she's using cold water, then there may be room to allow washing the entire body. If she's using hot water, she has to be most careful. She could only wash the private parts. She could only use water that was prepared, hot water was prepared before Shabbos Yontif. Actually, the Paiskim say, before Yontif, if on Yontif we don't have this problem, on Yontif we could heat up water for this need. She should be careful about not violating schita, and therefore shaloi tirchitz bebeged rak b'yadav. She should not use a cloth; just use her hands to wash himself. Ubiyoyim hakipur my tirchitz klal, and Yom Kippur she shouldn't wash herself. Rak techanech esatzma yafa yafa, just clean herself without water. V'telbush ketaynus lavona, and put on a white underwear. V'tishbav became b'shivas shimei. Evla, if she's doing this, if she's making a hefsek tara well, she's sitting shiver rachman on tzlon, v'gam ken lo tirchatz, she shouldn't wash, rak the kenach, just clean. V'gam sonis levana lo tibush, don't wear a new underwear, rak sonis shishana shibaduka, older underwear that are certain shenela kismadam that have no blood stain. The avlacha shiva, after the shiva, abisha sur berchitza kol shloshim, even though for her it's still the shloshim, and during the shloshim and avol rachman slon may not wash themselves, become makom michoel lichretz tzas l'tzarech levishas levonim, in order to be able to make sahafsik tara, she can wash herself, and tuchel, and she can also put on, because of this, ketanis levon, new clean white underwear. The paiskim are much more lenient in all of these questions, as long as they only, the person who's an avil or whatever, Tisha B'Av, is only washing the place that they have to wash for the hefsek tara, nowhere else on the body. Siva b'chol yom yeshivas yimei esfira, every day of the zayin nekiyim, tzricha l'chatchila levdek esatz meshtei pam b'chol yom, she should examine herself twice a day. Achas shachris, one in the morning, v'achas samach l'ben hashmashos, the one in the morning should be l'chatchila after the neitzachama. But the avid, afil lo'i botka rak pamachs b'yom rishin. But the avid, if she only examined herself the first day, or pamachas b'yom shvi, and on the seventh day, yesh l'hokal, there's room for leniency. However, v'dafka b'yom rishin or b'yom shvini, the only time we can be lenient is if at least she did an examination on the first day of the Zayin Nekiyim and on the seventh day of Zayin Nekiyim. Avil and Batka B'yom Rishin B'yom Hashmini, if what she did the first examination on day one, and then she did another examination only on day eight, Ein L'cha El Yom Shmini B'vad, then only the examination of day eight counts, V'tzrich L'hoisav Oit Shish Yomim, and that will be considered the first Bedika, and now she's going to have to do Bedikas for the next 6 days, or to complete the whole Zayin Nekiyim.